Jesus by night, to ask him the way of salvation and light. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here regarding the subject of peace. And we saw last time how it is so that we do not have a capacity of peace within us. That's what God has said. It's not what I say or pastors or theologians say. We just reiterate what God has said. As we saw in Isaiah 48, there is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. And all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We are sinful naturally and wicked indeed. We need the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is our peace. He's the only help and hope that we have for peace. And that's a glorious thing, because with him there is help and hope for peace. We have to check out on ourselves, if you will, to, if you'll pardon the vernacular of the day. We've got to quit ourselves and believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, because our way is the way of death, but his way is the way of life. As he says and declares, he's the way, the truth, and the life. And he says that broad is the way that leads to destruction, but narrow is the way that leadeth to life. And he is that narrow way. And so with him, we can have peace. And the ultimate peace that we need and can have is peace with God, peace with our Creator, because of our sins, our transgression against him, our faults. We've disobeyed him. We have flatly disobeyed him. He's told us how to operate and live, and we have disobeyed him regarding our treatment and thinking and way regarding him and one another. And so Jesus is our peace. He's the one that Zechariah prophesied would come and to guide our feet into the way of peace. And so Jesus is the peacemaker. We see now, what we want to take a look at now is a passage over in, a wonderful passage over in Acts chapter 10. And it tells us about the word of God coming to a man, not a Jew, but a Gentile. And the Lord knowing, as we saw last time there in Romans chapter 3, about that culmination, that assortment of passages that tell us about our wicked way and our depravity, and that we just have no capacity for peace. We want to take a look here in this broadcast about the preaching of peace by Christ Jesus. That's the reason I'm on the air today. Is that's the reason that the church, Olmsted Baptist Church, wants to have these broadcasts to put the word of God out, that sinners would know that preaching of peace by Jesus Christ would be accomplished, that people would hear and repent and believe and trust in him for the salvation of their souls. And so if you're following along in your Bible, take a look over here in Acts chapter 10. We're going to pick it up in verse number 34. And what has happened is this man Cornelius is a Roman centurion, and he has evidently observed the Jews and delved into reading and hearing the word of God. He has begun to pray unto the Lord, and no doubt to it's revealed in the testimony of Peter that he has prayed that the Lord would show him what he needs. He desires, he's by the Word of God and the Spirit of God, he's been brought to a desire to know who God is, and that's the way that it works. We naturally don't know ourselves, and therefore cannot find God. But when his Word comes along, he begins to tell us the things that we need to know about him, and by his Spirit, he begins to move in sinners to give understanding about him and about our need and his holiness and our sinfulness, and then about the Savior. And so that's what's going on here. He has been praying unto the Lord, asking the Lord to show him what to do, what is next. He wants to know the things of the Lord. I would even venture to say he knows he wants to belong to the Lord. He just doesn't know how. He knows the Lord is there, and so the Spirit is moving in this man Cornelius, and he sends Peter, as it is with the Lord. The Lord's working on everybody all at the same time, and so Peter, being a Jew, being an apostle, being a leader in the church after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, he's one. He's not the Pope. He's not even the pastor of the first church, it doesn't seem, but he is an apostle. He is a leader there in the midst of that first church. And so the Lord uses Peter and deals with him and his, no doubt, stubbornness about receiving of Gentiles. And so that's at hand here, too, because the work of the Lord is ultimately to send his gospel to every nation, every tribe, every language, every ethnicity, every people. And so the Jews, as they are jealous over the Lord and God and his word and what he is doing. And so they're the same way about the Lord Jesus Christ in this New Testament time, the testament of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it's got to be proved to that first church and Peter, the Lord's going to use Peter to do that, that the Lord is also going to save Gentiles just like he saves Jews. So that's another thing that's going on here. So we come here to Acts 10 and verse number 34, where Peter begins to preach. Okay, so Cornelius has received him, and here is Peter's message. And listen to this message. It's a powerful message. It's a short message, but it's a powerful message because it's the Word of God and the working of God. If you're under the hearing of my voice and you're not saved, this is the message that you need to receive, and you need to receive the one about whom the message is. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "In truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him." And so Peter is not preaching a work salvation, but those that turn their attention to the word of the Lord and the command of the Lord, desiring to know more and desiring to have what that word says there is, the Lord honors that, and he looks towards that. It's his work. The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. And so here, Peter is saying the word that God sent to the children of Israel, the Old Testament, is that word that preaches peace by Jesus Christ, that's taken place in this later time. "That word I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee, after the baptism which John preached, that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." So the ministry of our Lord Jesus. "And we are witnesses of all these things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, and whom they slew and hanged on a tree." And so the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. "Him God raised the third day and showed him openly." And so he was raised for resurrection, resurrected, raised from the dead, and sown to many, many people. "Not to all the people, but to witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, the apostles, the first church, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead, and that was on that Sunday, that first day of the week, in the evening, when the Lord met with his church. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is he who was ordained of God to be judge of the living and of the dead. So now Jesus has not only died, was buried, and rose again, he is alive indeed, but he is appointed to be judged by the Lord, to give all the prophets testimony that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission or payment of sins. And so Peter preaches this message, and he just runs it down, if you will, from the beginning with the word of God given to Israel, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the answer to that Old Testament word. He yielding himself to be killed by the authorities, by the Jews and by the Romans. He was there in the grave 3 days and three nights, and then he raised from the dead because he is life and could not be held down by death. He abolished death, as the brother writes in John's epistles. And then he is, because of that, not only has he become Savior, but he is the judge that you and I, we need to fear that judgment and be ready for that judgment. And then he is to be preached. And that's what Peter is doing. That's what we're trying to do today in this broadcast. Preach to the people and to testify that he is the Savior. He is the judge. And then the prophets all give testimony and witness to this, that if you will believe in him and trust in him, you will have payment by him and what he has done for your sins. Listen to verse 44. While Peter was yet speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell on them who heard the word. And they of the circumcision, it goes on to say in verse 45, believed. And they of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit. They believed too and were saved, and in that time gave evidence of it. And that's a subject, that evidence that they gave of it is a subject for another time. It's not the way that it works now, in that these gifts of tongues and such as that are manifested. Because understand, they didn't have the New Testament scriptures as you and I have them now. And as the apostle writes in 1 Corinthians, the word of God is that mature thing that the signs that were given early on of salvation have passed away and given place to the scripture, the word of God. And so we see here that peace by Jesus Christ, preaching peace by Jesus Christ and his gospel and what he has done, what the Father has sent him to do, and that he is the Savior that you need, and he is the judge that you will face. And if you will believe on him, you can have payment for your sins. It's just that simple. It's just that powerful. It is the great work of God. So, if you don't have peace with God, you can have it through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I pray that the Lord would open your heart and open your eyes and your ears to see that you need Jesus as Savior. Repent and believe the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Rill Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.